Section 140 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenville Kleiser. Read for LibriVox.org by Ken Crooker. On the web at kencrooker.com. I have a dark suspicion. I have a great admiration for. I have a pleasing and personal duty. I have a profound pity for those. I have a right to consider. I have a strong belief. I have a very high respect for. I have abstained from. I have acquired some useful experience. I have all along implied. I have all but finished. I have already alluded to. I have already shown the ground of my hope. I have already stated, and now repeat, I have always been under the impression, I have always listened with the greatest satisfaction, I have always maintained, I have another objection, I have another observation to add, I have anticipated the objection, I have assumed throughout, I have attempted thus hastily. I have barely touched some of the points. I have been allowed the privilege. I have been asked several times. I have been extremely anxious. I have been given to understand. I have been glad to observe. I have been heretofore treating. I have been insisting then on this. I have been interested in hearing. I have been pointing out how. I have been profoundly moved. I have been requested to say a word. I have been told by an eminent authority. I have been too long accustomed to hear. I have been touched by the large generosity. I have been trying to show. I have before me the statistics. I have but one more word to add. I have demonstrated to you. I have depicted. I have endeavored to emphasize. I have enlarged on this subject. I have felt it almost a duty to. I have found great cause for wonder. I have frequently been surprised at. I have gazed with admiration. I have generally observed. I have gone so far as to suggest. I have good reason for. I have had steadily in mind. I have had the honor. I have had to take a long sweep. I have heard it objected. I have heard with relief and pleasure. I have hitherto been adducing instances. I have hitherto been engaged in showing. I have in a measure anticipated. I have in my possession. I have incidentally dwelt on. I have introduced it to suggest. I have labored to maintain. I have laid much stress upon. I have lately observed many strong indications. I have listened with the utmost interest. I have little hope that I can add anything. I have lived to see. I have long ago insisted. I have long been of the conviction. I have never heard it suggested. I have never whispered a syllable. I have no acquaintance with. I have no doubt whatever. I have no excuse for intruding. I have no fear of myself. I have no fears for the success. I have no hesitation in asserting. I have no intention to moralize. I have no particular inclination. I have no prejudice on the subject. I have no pretension to be regarded. I have no reason to think. I have no scruple in saying. I have no such gloomy forebodings. I have no sympathy with the men. I have no thought of venturing to say. I have no wish at all to preach. I have not accustomed myself. I have not allowed myself. I have not been able to deny. I have not particularly referred to. I have not said anything yet. I have not the means of forming a judgment. I have not the right to reproach. I have not time to present. I have nothing more to say. I have noticed of late years. I have now explained to you. I have now made bold to touch upon. I have now rather more than kept my word. I have now said all that occurs to me. I have often been impressed with. I have often been struck with the resemblance. I have often lingered in fancy. I have one step farther to go. I have only partially examined. I have partly anticipated. I have pleasant memories of. I have pointed out. I have pride and pleasure in quoting. I have racked this brain of mine. I have read with great regret. I have said, and I repeat, I have said over and over again, I have said what I solemnly believe. I have scant patience. I have seen for myself. I have seen it stated in a recent journal. I have seen some signs of encouragement. I have shown. I have some sort of fear. I have sometimes asked myself. I have sometimes fancied. I have sometimes wondered whether. I have still two comments to make. I have taken pains to know. I have the confident hope. I have the greatest possible confidence. I have the honor to propose. I have then to investigate. I have thought it incumbent on me. I have thought it right on this day. I have thought it well to suggest. I have throughout highly appreciated. I have thus been led by my feelings. I have thus stated the reason. I have to confess with a feeling of melancholy. I have to force my imagination. I have touched very cursorily. I have tried to convey to you. I have undertaken to speak. I have very much less feeling of. I have watched with some attention. I have witnessed the extraordinary. I have yet a more cogent reason. I have yet to learn. I hazard nothing in saying. I hear it sometimes said. I hear you say to yourselves, I heartily feel the singular claims. I hesitate to take an instance. I hold it to be clearly expedient. I hold myself obliged to. I hold the maxim no less applicable. I hold this to be a truth. I hold to the principle. I hope by this time we are all convinced. I hope for our own sakes. I hope I have expressed myself explicitly. I hope I may be allowed to intimate. I hope I shall not be told. I hope it is no disparagement. I hope most sincerely and truly. I hope none who hear me. I hope not to occupy more than a few minutes. I hope that I shall not be so unfortunate. I hope the day may be far distant. I hope the time may come again. I hope to be excused if. I hope to be forgiven if. I hope we may forget. I hope you will not accuse me. End of section 140. This recording is in the public domain. Recorded in May of 2007 in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley.